This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Again, I am live and on location at the University Center here on the wonderful University of Northern Colorado's campus. We're going to have some fun today because it's a huge week for the UNC Bears for a lot of different teams, big games coming up, and we're going to be talking to a lot of great athletes on the program today. We've got the Brock Wisney Show coming up at 11:35, too, so that's fitting. And he doesn't have to go very far. Joining me right now, though, we've got John Kitzman, Senior Associate Director of Athletics, in studio today.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough, I think so. Okay. And then we also have Brooke Richards, Assistant Director of Strategic Communications, joining us as well. I have worked so well with you guys, John, Brooke. You've been awesome. I bragged about you a lot on my shows and my podcast with the coaches, but it's great to get you both on the program here today as we're highlighting a lot of things all UNC.
Yeah, I don't think that this is one of those where usually, like, I'm not going to come into the studio because I ain't going to take the heat on that one, you know. But if you're coming into our turf, absolutely, I'll throw this headset on.
That's right. I've invited you to be on a lot, and you are always like, I don't know, man, I don't know. And then as soon as I get here, I'm like, do you want to be on? You're like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, why not?
Because I'm in the Bears' den.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
This is where we do it.
We got a lot of fun stuff going on. We are going to talk to Mathias Price coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. But rough ending. For the Bears on the football side of things, but not that this is important, and cover your ears, some people, but for fun purposes only, entertainment purposes, the Bears have covered every single spread this year. The Bears have been in every single game, and these are all against a lot of ranked opponents or close to being ranked opponents. So I talked to Ed about this on the podcast last week. It's like, for the longest time, talking about this football team, we just kind of said, here's the score, and then you move on to something else. I told Addison, congratulations, we are now, your games are so important and meaningful to us, we are now ridiculing you on the air every day. So congratulations, you've arrived. But Brooke, that's got to be cool to see, kind of just, again, I know Ed Lamb's going to say, it's about the wins, but the fact is the Bears haven't been to this point where they are competing in a lot of these games.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of media attention, both with interview requests and media requests for him specifically, but then also our social media has just skyrocketed, especially with the team. And it's kind of fun because it's going and it's spreading to our other sports too. It's spreading to our main athletics account, which is then getting looks on our other sports. So it's been really cool to see and be a part of and just kind of be along for the ride.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, in interview requests, you mentioned it, a lot of people wanting to have conversations with these coaches, with these players, social media side. You guys have just done such a phenomenal job of promoting that kind of stuff too. And John, I know you came in here with a mission, and that's what it was all about, was like, how do we get this this information out to the community more and more and promote ourselves? And from my end, I've talked about it a lot. I have certainly seen the promotion side kick in for the University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah, one of the cool things that we've got going right now is that there's a great energy. There's people that are wanting to know what's happening here, right? So it used to be, you know, from what I've been told, that, you know, this is happening kind of over in the corner. No, it's the same old, same old. Well, what's happened here now is that people are actually really expecting what we're producing, and they're like, hey, there's something happening over in this corner of Greeley, and that's really helping us with the idea of like, all right, we just want to give them what they need.
Yeah.
So it's the constant, hey, what's happening? You know, Brooke doing a great job of looking through the record book and saying, hey, this happened. We had 232 yards receiving. This is the second best receiving yard game that we've ever had here, right? So in the Division I history, you know, with Carver a couple weeks ago. So you start looking at some of those things, and it's like, we have things to celebrate.
Yeah.
And we just need to tell people what's happening. And all of a sudden, things start flowing. We had over 4,000 people at our game here this last weekend. And, you know, again, when you start looking kind of historically, having 4,000 people at a game this late in the season,
yeah,
that doesn't usually happen here in the last 5 years.
That's a great point, because at the beginning of the season, you know, people are excited. It's, you know, it's everybody's 0-0, all that thing. You know, we're pumped just to go out and see football. And then as you start getting into late October, November, then you're competing with a bunch of other sports, a bunch of other activities. The holidays aren't that far away. We got fall festivals. So there's so much to compete for. If your football team is not at least showing that they're going to be competing in some of these games, it's harder to get some folks to come by. So that's another big thing for you guys, and that just kind of showcases what this team is. And there's so many star players. There's a lot of great players that you guys are showcasing. And, Brooke, I know I was tweeting at you, like, wanting to get records on, like, Carver and guys like that, but it seems like we're starting to see every week some guys doing something that hasn't been done before or hasn't been done for a while. And that's fun for you guys to write about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It definitely makes it a lot easier to just get the word out about them. We have a couple guys who are just climbing up multiple different categories in the record book right now. And it's a lot of work having to go through all that, but it's a lot of fun too, because they don't really know that they're doing that. So just small wins, no matter what the outcome of the game is, there's always something to celebrate with this team specifically. So it's been really fun to just kind of showcase what these guys are doing across all sports, not just football, but yeah.
Well, and I know Ed doesn't want to hear this, but the competition for the Bears, I mean, and I know Ed likes to just, yeah, no, I don't want to hear it, but you're going up against ranked opponents, it seems like, every single week. It's
We're in the stretch of a five-team preseason ranked. It started with Idaho, and then preseason Sac State was ranked. UC Davis was top 10. Montana State was top 10. So it's just been kind of back-to-back, one thing after another. And this late in the season, it's kind of hard to see big picture what we're doing if you're on the outside.
Yeah, if you're just looking at the wins and losses, you're not really paying attention. We talked about that last week. Like, this is the gauntlet for you guys at this stage with Montana State and then Northern Arizona, where mm-hmm. they're sitting too. So it doesn't get any easier. Seems like that's kind of the case every year in the Big Sky Conference.
Yeah. But the
fact that you guys are in every single game, and I know some hear that and it sounds like, Ed, here's that, whatever. We haven't experienced that here on a consistent basis. We really haven't experienced that. This is maybe the best season since joining. I think it is. I mean, it feels like it, at least at this point, since joining the FCS side of things, John.
Yeah, you know, so one of the things that you mentioned is, you know, us against the spread. So not that anybody tracks this.
No. But entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, exactly. But what that really speaks to, I think, is the underestimating what this Bears team is, right? So when people look at it, they look at the historical, hey, this is what they've always been, here's who they are, and now you start looking at us, and you're looking, and what it tells me is that the odds makers aren't watching these games. Because
yeah.
if you watch these games, especially in the second half, we've talked about the, you know, even this last weekend, as you look at a tale of two halves. The second half, the Bears only gave up 3 points in that second
yeah.
half. And
phenomenal.
Yeah, and the same thing happened against Idaho State. Only gave up 3 points in the second half. And I think there's a lot of great adjustments that are being made during the game that, again, if you're not watching it and you just look at the score at the end, or you think, oh, this is the same old UNC, you know, you're missing the boat.
Well, and you guys, again, before we break, we'll get Matthias Price on the program here in just a bit. He's ready to rock and roll, I can tell. He's pumped. He's ready to go. I've loved watching this dude play all season, so excited to see what he has in store for us this weekend against Montana State. But you guys are telling the stories of these coaches and these players. A lot of times it can be, you know, whatever athletic organization you're looking at, where it's just, here's the stats and here's what happened. You guys are really getting into that. And I think people are getting to know these coaches and these players a lot because of that. This kind of thing, this show, you guys having us out here today gives us that opportunity as well.
Yeah, that's something that John has really implemented since he started and since I started working with football and my current sports that I have is building the relationship. And coming in, I didn't think about how important that was, but after John kind of made that one of my goals, is to just really build relationships. I'm always at practice at football. I'm there for the last 30 minutes at least. I'm starting to be at the men's basketball practices and getting to know the coaches and the players on more than just a student athlete or a coach. Like, know who they are as a person, know what they're comfortable with, because once you get to know someone, yeah, they might be the star player on the team, but they are an awful interview. And you don't realize that unless you know them, and you can then, you know, okay, well, I need to prep him before he goes into this. I need to make sure he's comfortable. So it's been a lot of fun getting to actually know these coaches and student athletes as people outside of the athletic department.
Yeah. Well, and again, the coaching staff, I know they're thrilled with what they're seeing from the communication side too. You guys are going to be hanging out off and on with me, I think, throughout the day, but coming up next, we'll bring Matthias Price on. He's had a great season. This Bears team has had a fun season. They've been close in a lot of these games. My producer over at, you know, not too far west of here, he from day one said the Bears are beating Montana State.
You know,
from day one.
Hey, we take every fan we can get. So
I don't know if you want this one. I'm going to just, you know, he's going to be mad at me for that, but we'll have to fire him again and rehire him next Monday.
The straight Ted Lasso moment. Believe. That's all we got to do. We've got to believe right on the top.
All right, guys. John, Brooke, we'll catch up with you guys in just a bit. Thank you for setting these interviews up with us today because it's a huge week. We've got a lot of great games, and we'll highlight some of those throughout the week or throughout the show today in just a moment. But we'll bring on, we'll take a short break and then bring Matthias Price on, running back for the UNC Bears, in just a second. But first, let's take a break on the whole show, powered by Chevron, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
It's October, and Good Morning NoCo is scary good. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome. Colorado campus. We're doing a whole, like, UNC kind of day out here. This is a lot of fun because there's some huge games coming up that we're going to get into. We had a fun game against UC Davis on the football side of things last week. They have Montana State at home coming up this weekend, so that's kind of part of why we're out here building that up. Who better to do that with us than sophomore running back Matthias Price for the UNC Bears, man. I love watching you play. I love watching this Bears team. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing amazing. Just blessed and highly favored to be here and to be able to, you know, speak about football and just to be here in general. So,
you guys ended up being a close game against UC Davis. There for a minute there, it was 24-0. I was wondering, is this going to look a lot like last year?
Yeah.
But that was last year's Bears team. Mm-hmm. This Bears team, resilient. You don't quit.
So hot outside, a lot of that rain that falls, a lot of it evaporates before it hits the ground.
We call that Virga.
We do call that Virga, yes. Absolutely.
They have the sports.
There was only one voter who left him off his ballot, which is just ridiculous.
And they should be pointed out.
Yes,
absolutely.
They should lose their
vote. Well, no, call them out and tell us why.
Yeah.
And then we'll determine what to do with you.
And they have the news that matters to Northern Colorado.
Loveland City Councilor Erin Black has announced her resignation effective at noon tomorrow. The decision came after quote-unquote deep reflection and concern about the quote-unquote increasingly hostile political climate in Loveland.
Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint dig into the biggest local stories and have a great time doing it.
I'm a three-trick pony when I go to casinos.
You're not even a pony.
Trick number three... is drinking.
Good Morning NoCo. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA Greeley.
All right, welcome back. It's starting to get packed in here in the University Center. So, the network's getting stuffed up and everything. But, we've got Matthias Price, running back for the UNC Bears, joining me here on the whole show, special from UNC's campus today. And you were kind of just talking about, you know, keeping it close in these games and what that means, kind of seeing this turn for this Bears football team.
Yeah. I just wanted to first off say I'm very proud of the team. You know, the team has made tremendous progress, whether that's from last year, all throughout the summer, all throughout fall, just seeing the progress that they made and seeing the steps that everybody took individually in every position group to make sure that everybody steps up to understand that we're not going to be a team that just wants to compete with big teams, but we're going to be a team that takes the next step in order to try and beat these next teams. And so although, yes, it has been close, I think our team knows what we have to do moving forward, and I think that the hard work that they continue to put in is only going to continue to show. And so I just think that, you know, although they have been close, we're just trying to continuously day by day see what we can do in order to take these next steps to take Greeley up to where they up to where we know we can.
Being a sophomore, one of the younger guys on this team, what does that mean to you to see the turn kind of start to take place? And again, we've got quite a few more games left still, so the story's not done yet. But also to look at it and say, I'm here as we are turning this thing, and then the next season we're going to be wherever. Then the follow. What does that mean to you to kind of say, it's awesome to be on the front of it, but I'm also excited to be, hopefully, knocking on wood here, I'm excited to be at the end of it too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, coming here was always – that was always in the back of my mind, just making sure that the program saw change, and being able to be a part of that is absolutely amazing to me. I think that's one of the main things that I wanted to do when I got here, and the fact that I'm able to contribute to that, especially, you know, during my time, is phenomenal. You know, I'm very blessed, and I'm just thankful to be able to be out on the field with those guys and, you know, hopefully to just contribute and to make change. So the fact that my teammates give me the opportunity, they trust me, the coaching staff, it's just an amazing opportunity. And, you know, I hope that throughout the time here that we can just continue to change the program and continue to change the way that we elevate our game. So
this running back group, I like every one of you guys. There's a lot of fun running backs. But I think one of the big words for me is selfless. Like, you're selfless. You're like, any game, it could be you taking over. It could be Johnson taking over. We could see Boone in there. We could see Justin Keene. Like, any different guy is going to take off and run the ball. Sometimes we'll see Hank Gibbs get a carry once in a while. How difficult is that to be that selfless but to also know this game might be the game I get 10-plus carries. This one I might not. Like, what does that do for your brain?
I think for me it's just – kind of having a selfless and humble mindset, as you said, really just coming in there and just understanding that, you know, whoever has the hot hand when they get inside of the game deserves to continue going. And, you know, although obviously there is a big part of me that still wants to play and contribute, it's just having that selflessness is what helps bring the team together and what really helps elevate the team. Because if you have guys that are willing to put their pride behind them, and being able to step up and just support anybody who steps up to the plate and who is playing good, I think it only contributes to the team and just continues to help everybody around them. So,
what is your relationship been like with Eric Gibson Jr.? Obviously thrown into a very interesting position at the beginning of the season. You know, he's the backup quarterback. Now he's the starting quarterback. And he's had his ups and downs, but primarily ups. I mean, he's put up some big numbers this year. What has it been like for you guys? Because last season – when Castelli went down, it was a carousel. It was a quarterback carousel. Gibson comes in, stabilizes that position. How important has that been, especially for this offense?
I think it's been very important. You know, I love the fact that Gibson was able to step up, and I love the fact that he's doing what he's doing, and I'm very proud of him. I love the fact that he's here and that he's continuously putting in work to show in and day out. I think that what he's doing for us is absolutely amazing. And, you know, I have nothing bad to say because he comes in with the same attitude, regardless win or loss and regardless of his performance, negative or good. He still comes in with the same mindset, hungry, ready to eat, and ready to improve the offense around him. So I think I would have to say I'm very proud of him. I'm proud of him and his progress that he's made. So,
big game coming up against Montana State this weekend. Another ranked opponent, man. So obviously it doesn't get any easier. I mean, this is the Big Sky Conference is so difficult. It's like the SEC of the FCS. It seems like these are premier football teams. These are teams where you see a lot of guys on these rosters eventually playing on Sunday too. And you guys have been mixing it up with every single one of them this year. You've been right there. What is it going to take for the Bears to get over that hump and beat Montana State this weekend?
I think one of the biggest things is just being able to put the past behind us. You know, I feel like we get so caught up in the games that we could have won that we kind of forget that there's still a season ahead of us and that there's still games that we can win. And then I also believe is just having belief and taking the next step that is truly required. And I know that my players will. You know, the team, they're always focused. They're always hungry and they're always ready. And so just taking an immense focus towards practice, taking an immense focus towards watching film and towards preparing and game planning. And I just know with my team, I know that they're going to do that in the best capacity. So I think it's just After you do all of the game planning, once it's on time for the field, you know, I feel like it's just stepping up when we need them to step up. And as you've seen our defense last game, they did what they had to do. And our offense, although we had a slow start, they ended up, you know what I'm saying, sparking it up a little bit towards the end. So I think it's definitely just getting out hot, starting off hot, and just maintaining it. So
you know what, man? This team never gives up. It's a resilient team. Got a text here from Faith saying, excited Matthias has been shining. Had the pleasure of watching him and some of the other Fountain guys in high school. And glad I get to keep watching him there. One of our great texters. And she knows the team pretty well, too.
Yes, ma'am.
So she loves her some Bears.
Yep, she said it does. And that's actually crazy because me, Miles, Keenan, and Lincoln were all, like, Fountain kids. And so she's been there since we were all, like, sophomores in high school. So it's amazing to see her come up here, too, and bring that immense love and support. So
She's a knower of football, too.
She is.
She's not just a fan. She knows her stuff.
Yeah, she sure does. Yeah. She sure does. She's always been a knowledgeable woman of football, and we love her. We love her for everything that she brings.
You guys got quite the community that you've built up here the last couple of years.
Yes, sir.
It's pretty cool to see that, man.
It is. It's amazing.
Matthias, excellent work by you, man. We wish you the best of luck. I do picks on Friday. Everybody knows that. Should I go all in on the Bears on Friday? Should I just go ahead and do it?
I'm going to say do it.
I love it, man. I love it. Micah, cut that from Matthias. We'll play that back on Friday. Dude, we wish you the best of luck, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, that was Matthias Price, running back for the UNC Bears. We are live for a special edition of the whole show here at the University Center. I keep wanting to say the UC Center, but it's University Center at the University of Northern Colorado campus. That's a lot. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron, live from the University Center here on the campus of Northern Colorado. There's a lot of big games coming up this week. That's one of the reasons John and I talked. Kind of, we decided we would throw this thing together and just get me out here, and we would have fun and talk to a lot of these players. But we talked about the football side. There's a lot of big events coming up for you guys, John Kitzman.
We are loaded this week. Starting with tomorrow night volleyball, 6 o'clock, taking on the University of Colorado.
Huge
number 24 Colorado.
Yeah, top 25 ranked. That's going to be a big one. You know, we're looking for 3,000 people. We're trying to pack the bank over there. Our big 3K day that we're aiming to load up. And then if you don't have enough volleyball action, then Thursday, another volleyball match, Montana State, we're taking them on. And then we have another volleyball match after that football game on Saturday. So three volleyball matches this week here at home. If you're looking for something to do, you can always swing down here by UNC. We got stuff going on.
We got John Kitzman. I almost said kitchen because we're near a kitchen, John, and I smell the food and I'm starting to get hungry.
I understand that.
Senior Associate Director of Athletics, Brooke Richards, joining us. Assistant Director of Strategic Communications. I like to say that. Like that way.
Thank
That's
you.
Just, I like to do it that way.
I appreciate that.
You guys, seriously though, this is why we wanted to do the show out here, is because it doesn't seem like you guys have slept a lot, because there's so many games coming up and you're doing the write ups and the previews and getting everybody scheduled. It's chaos this week.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I mean, you know, we're starting into what we affectionately term as our crossover season, right? So where we've got event after event. Basketballs are firing up, swimming and diving is firing up, and then our fall sports are still in action or coming to a close. So there is a ton of things happening, and we've got Brooke and Elion on the communication side just keeping things rolling one game after another right now.
Well, I always complain for me. I'm like, oh, crossovers. It's just because it's more things I have to pay attention to on my couch. You guys actually have to work. I complain, I'm still in football. How am I supposed to keep basketball in my brain, too? But you guys actually put the work out there. So it's a fun and exciting time, but there's not a lot of downtime once we hit late October into November.
Yeah, it's busy. It's really busy. I mean, like John said, volleyball Tuesday, volleyball Thursday, and then Saturday we have volleyball and football at home, but then we have cross country, Big Sky Championships in Bozeman, and then we also have swim and dive up in Laramie for a dual quad or a dual meet. So they're competing against Wyoming and Colorado School of Mines, and then it just keeps rolling after that, basketball on Tuesday, Monday, and Tuesday. next week. Yeah, it's all kind of meshing together. So it never stops, whether we're home or on the road. It's one thing after another during this time of year.
The men's and women's basketball season, they start up too. Like you mentioned, we're going to bring on some players here in just a moment too. We'll have Tatum West join us on the women's basketball side of things. And then Brock Wisney was going to be on at 11:30, but he wants to be on with Quinn Danker at 12:05. So I don't know what that means. We could be in for anything.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
It'll be good.
Add those two together. Yeah.
I totally may or may not have forgot that we were out here, to tell Brock Wisney that we were out here today. And I was like, don't be mad at me. You're going to be on campus. You don't have to drive, you know, halfway through Greeley. So it worked out. I got a question for you guys on the communication side, on the sports side. Obviously, you love sports. You don't get into this job if
Absolutely.
You don't love sports, both positions. Are there times when you got in and it's like, do you just love every sport or do you become a fan of every single sport? Because clearly there are sports that you like that you get into it for, but you guys are doing different write-ups on every single sport almost every single day, especially once we get into crossover mode.
Yeah, shout out E. He got married last week, so it was just me. So I was holding it down. And it's kind of hard because, like, I've built the relationships with my coaches because I knew I'd be working with them the most this year. But then to step in and have to cover his sports that he's been working with, realizing how little I knew how they were actually doing with their seasons, just more on the internal side, like the specific stats, records, and all of that. So having to communicate more with those coaches this week. It's fun. It's definitely a lot more fun when you have that relationship with them because you feel like what you're doing really matters. Obviously, we are kind of that bridge between the internal and then the public.
Yeah.
We get the honor to tell the stories of the athletes and the coaches, but being able to build a relationship with them and really see like everything that they've put into it and not just the results and the stats is it makes it a lot more fun and enjoyable. Yeah, the actual stories and the inside jokes or stuff like that.
Well, and I see when the players are walking by. Yeah. I mean, you guys all have a great relationship, and it's a very friendly environment too. So that's got to be pretty special.
Yeah, it's really cool because one of the things that we get to do, we talk about this all the time. Like, we watch sports for a living.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of things that I could be doing that is way worse than that. I'm not digging ditches, right?
Yeah.
Like, I get to watch sports for a living, and that's one of the things that we talk about internally is the idea of just being grateful for what we're doing because it's pretty fun. Like, you there's times where it's stressful. There's times where you're doing stats and you're trying to figure out, like, did I get the tackle right? Did I get the person right with the kill or whatever it might have been in volleyball? You know, whatever the stat might be. But at the same time, you turn around and you edit it and you go, you know what, though? I'm still watching sports for a living. Yeah, it's stressful, but it's fun. Like, and we talk about not forgetting to have fun along the way.
That's the thing, and I think you can see that with both of you guys. When the players are coming by, you know, you're hanging out, you can really get that, you know, that emotion that you guys feel getting to do this on a daily basis and working with these student athletes and these great coaches.
Yeah, it's pretty special, you know, just the opportunity to be here and to work with folks like this. But at the same time, one of the things is that, you know, you could take this into any aspect of any job or anything that you do. So. We talk about, like, going to the performing and visual arts folks and watching them excel at what they do. You know, when you go and you see a great actor or you see a great musician, when you come and you watch the Pride of the Rockies marching band,
yeah.
I mean, it's all right there in front of you. And watching people excel at what they do, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I bragged about you guys, like I said, a lot. I've seen it. But I think a cool story, too, like, there were people that came in and they were lost earlier. They didn't know where they were. They didn't know where they should be. John doesn't just, like, say, hey, I don't know. We're doing this sports thing right now. Leave me alone. Gets up, walks them all the way over there, starts pointing to different directions where they can go. Who knows if he actually shot them in the right direction.
Probably
but
not.
It's the attempt. It was the attempt that counts, I think. But – I really admired that. And I even told you, I was like, you know, I always like the person that treats that person that doesn't have anything to gain for them with the same amount of respect, whatever. And I just really appreciated that. And that's what I've seen from you guys from the very get-go.
You know,
I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. You know, all of our student athletes, all of our coaches, all of our staff, we wear that UNC logo across our chest virtually every day. And so we're a representation of this institution. And, you know, you treat those folks like they want to have that experience.
Because
they don't know me and they don't know anybody else here. So as soon as they walk out, you want to make sure that they feel like, you know what, UNC took care of us. I'm glad we got to do whatever we were doing here on campus today. So those are always fun things. And you never know who you're going to run into. You I'm a never say never kind of person, and when things come circling back around, who knows when I'm going to run into that person next. And hey, I'm going to put as many marbles in my jar, because at some point I'm going to have to pull and collect out of that. And,
We just hope you didn't send those people to, like, Lyman or anything.
They were aiming for the Performing Center, so I think I got them there correctly.
General direction.
Yeah. No, I wanted to bring
Hook
that up.
Hook left, yeah.
Because those are the kind of things that I think set you apart. Yeah, success, all that stuff, but getting to that consistent success is everybody's working together. And if someone leaves here and goes, wow, that guy, like, you didn't stand up and say, do you know who I am? you shot him in the right direction, and I really appreciate that. And you guys got a great group, and it seems like you two work really well together.
Yeah, we have a fun group. It helps. I mean, we're all pretty young for the most part. Our external staff, I think we're like 22 to 28, something like that. So we all kind of have bonded really well. We make sure to have fun, like, outside of work, too. We go out. We make sure to celebrate our small wins within each other, whether it's work-related or not. So it's been really fun, and I think the culture that we've built, especially in the last, like, 6 months, has been huge, and it's been showing throughout the work that we've doing, because we're all happy to be here. No one really comes in and hates their job. Like, we wake up every day, and we're ready to be here, ready to go, and see where the day takes us. So it helps a lot. Having John obviously helped a lot, too, kind of corralling everyone.
Well, in the last couple of years since you guys have taken over, the rosters are so up. We got to be real here, because there were listeners on my show once in a while that were frustrated with that side of things.
For sure.
And you guys have just been – it is so easy. And the press releases that we get from you guys, the pregame, the postgame, all of it has been phenomenal. So I thank you, because it makes my job easier.
Well, we talk about doing the basics, right? Mm-hmm. So we execute the basics, we hit those things, schedule, stats, and rosters. Those are our three big ones. As long as we can hit those three first, we can build from there. But you have to walk before you run, right? I mean, that's what we do. And now that we're getting into that mode, we're able to start building and doing some more cool things. I mean, that's why it's taken us 10 months to get you on campus, but now we've got you.
And I got lost only a few times, so that was exciting for me. I made it. Coming up next, Tatum West is going to join us, so we're excited to bring her on the show. Ready to go? This is the audition, by the way, too, so you could be taking over the rest of the program today. So she's going to join us, junior forward for the UNC Bears women's basketball team, as they're getting set to start their season next week. Mm-hmm. So it's just a part of this crazy week that we're in of activity after activity. So we'll get to that coming up next. John, Brooke, I'm sure we'll catch up with you guys in the second hour, too. We got some great guests in store, including Tatum West coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Join Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick for the high school football game of the week. Fridays on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Awesome to be out here today. Kind of a change of pace. And on tomorrow's show, we're going to get into all the recap from the weekend that was. But what we're doing is setting the table for a busy UNC Bears schedule on the volleyball side, on the football side, on the basketball side, on the swim and dive side. It's crazy. Joining me now is Tatum West, junior forward for the UNC women's basketball team. Tatum, awesome to catch up with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk and get to know you and everything.
How excited are you to get at it next week?
I'm super excited. I'm really excited for this team. I mean, we have 10 returners coming back, four new people, yes, and no freshmen. So everyone's coming back with some D1 college experience. Everyone's played a D1 basketball game, and I'm just ready to get on the court with my girls again. Got to get at it.
How important is that? Because we talk about it and we say, hey, returning, a bunch of returners. But it does make it easier to pick up where you left off. And there is a chemistry that you build over the years.
Absolutely, yeah. With the 10 people coming back, it's just we're just building on what we already know and the offense and the defense that we already know. So it's really easy just to bring all the new girls in, all four of them, and just it's easier, faster for them to pick up what we already know. Yeah.
What are your expectations for this team this season?
Winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I expect that there will be a lot of winning. And this team is just the connectivity that we already have so early in the season. It's crazy to me. And just expect a lot of winning with this team. I can see it.
You start off next Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. That's kind of because what we're highlighting here today is just kind of a crazy stretch with some big volleyball games tomorrow. And then on the 30th, we got a wrestling scrimmage on Halloween. We're going to get to some Halloween topics here in a moment. The football game and then volleyball again. Men's basketball, they start their season. And then you round it all out next Tuesday.
Yes.
And this is one of the reasons we wanted to get out here was because there are so many big events highlighting this great, not just one individual program, but athletics as a whole.
Absolutely, yeah. Halloween is my favorite time of the year. Like you said, there's games going back-to-back, wrestling matches. It's just my favorite time of the year because everyone gets to show out. And obviously the fan support, student support, come out and see everyone. We got a lot of games going on, so we'd love to see y'all there.
Yeah, you have Northern New Mexico College next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. You know, when does the switch turn to the film study of this team? Because for the longest time, you guys have been practicing, but not in that full-on getting set for the season. But when did that change kind of happen for you guys?
So we had a few close scrimmages against a couple of teams. So our last game, we played a close scrimmage against Air Force. And so we start prepping for them this week, basically. So starting today, we'll start doing film, scout, everything that we need to know about them. And then slowly we'll start doing their offense and stuff like that. So throughout the whole week of game day is when we start prepping for a team.
What's your are you a student of the film? Do you love to watch film, or is it like it's just part of the job? I have to do it.
It's for sure part of the job, but if you want to take that next step into the level of absolutely like knowing what you're supposed to be doing, knowing the defense, knowing your personnel on a defender or an offense player, you have to like be willing to put in the time for the offense and or for the film. And it's just so every week everyone has like mandatory film that you have to do, but like for me personally, I'll watch game clips of like last year. So we played Northern New Mexico, right? Northern New Mexico before in the past. So I'll watch the game film on that and how I need to fix what I've done before and that kind of stuff.
We're talking to Tatum West, junior forward for the UNC Bears women's basketball team. Last year you started, you know, a lot of games, you know, and looking at those individual numbers too. Do you set personal goals, or is it just winning? Do you have like that? Because I think it would be hard not to have a few personal goals.
No, absolutely.
To try to help with the winning.
Yeah, absolutely. So before every preseason, we have obviously team goals, and then we have individual goals for every person. And you come up with those with Coach Mateo, and you have a meeting, and you just talk about where you want to be when the year ends, where you want to be when the year starts, that kind of stuff, how you felt last year went, and that kind of thing. So I've had that meeting with Coach Mateo, talked about my goals, what I need to improve on, and I think that I'm getting there. Like, everyone's improving, so.
Well, I'm excited,
yeah,
to see what you guys can do. Okay, serious question time. I told you this was going to be one of those hard hitters.
Yeah.
You said you're a big Halloween fan.
I am.
So, scary movies? You into all that stuff?
Oh, yes.
What's, like, the genre of scary movie? Because there's, like, a genre within scary
Yes,
movies.
Absolutely. So, I like, the thriller horrors. Like, that's a really good point for me. I like the psychological stuff, but then I'm really into like the poltergeist, like the paranormal stuff.
That's some scary stuff.
Yeah,
right,
it's
there.
So scary.
I'm like an 80s, I'm much older than you. I'm an 80s cheese ball when it comes to Chucky.
Yeah,
oh, that the stuff where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I could take that.
You could take Chucky on.
I think I could take Chucky.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
But like Children of the Corn, like, do you ever go back and watch old stuff?
My dad actually helped me introduced me to Children of the Corn. I went back and watched it, and he was like, it was the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Terrifying.
And then I watched it, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, watching it now,
yes.
It's kind of like,
it's like, okay,
not that much. And Chucky, too, it's like, seriously, it's just a doll.
Yes.
He's alive, but he's really a doll. There's no special powers
exactly.
to this thing.
Yeah, I think the same with Chucky and then the Annabelle doll. I'm like, they're just dolls. How bad can they, like, really be? And then I'm like, oh, no, I know this stuff happened in real life. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah, the Annabelle, like, I haven't seen the movie, but the previews, like, she moves a lot faster than Chucky does. So that was a little terrifying.
Yes.
Tatum, I'm excited to see what you guys can do. Thanks for being on with us. Let's do this again sometime,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll
yes.
make it happen. So really yes. appreciate you. Best of luck. And just go get them on Tuesday. Round
absolutely.
This whole thing out. Let's
yes.
just get every win we can.
I do. Every Northern
week.
Colorado sport that's playing needs to get a dub.
Let's
We're coming
dub.
Back with the W. I can feel it.
You guys are all rolling. That's
yes,
got to be an
everybody,
exciting
yep.
time. Tatum West, go to uncbears.com, and there you can find ways to get tickets and get more information on the team. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the basketball side, the men's basketball side of things, too. More on the volleyball side, a little swimming and diving action, and wrestling, too. So we got it all coming here special, a whole show special live from the University of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.